It's the words of our Savior, and it is a strong exhortation and a warning for each one of us. Matthew 15 and 8. "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." This group of people described here were not those that were in the world, but they were in church, and they were engaged in a form of worship. Though they observed the letter of the law, though it was orthodox, yet it had no heart in it. And the Lord says, "They honored me with their lips, but their heart was far from me." Worship with heart in it comes from delighting in the Lord. Look at verse 2 of the chapter in which we read together. "Serve the Lord with gladness." With a heart that has gladness and joy in it because of its great feelings for our great God. Ask yourself the question, why ought I to delight in the Lord? Because He says so? Yes, He commands us to delight in Him. But more importantly, we delight in the Lord not so much because of the good gifts that He gives us, of which we are all very grateful and thankful, but more because of God Himself. To see God, to know God, and then to finally be with God. That is the quest of all quests. And beyond that, there is no other quest in life. To see Him by faith in salvation, to know Him daily in communion, and then to be with Him. That is the supreme quest in life. The psalmist himself knew of this very well when he said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple." Young people, why do you love your mother or your father? Or others, why do you love your husband or your wife? Because of the kind things that they do? Yes, that's part of it. But by far, you love your mother or father or your children or your husband or wife because of who they are. And to delight in the Lord, it's impossible unless firstly we know Him. Firstly in salvation. But since we're speaking mostly to Christians tonight, we know Him by fellowship and communion. And if we do not fellowship with the Lord, then we don't know Him, and then we cannot delight in Him, and then our worship is like those recorded in Matthew, a people that honor with their lips, but their heart is far from me. We become lukewarm. We become like the Laodiceans. Serve the Lord with gladness. What can produce this gladness, this delight in the Lord? Can we work it up? Can we do it by duty or by commitment? I suggest to you that delight in the Lord is produced in the communion of a longing heart and a satisfying Christ. Let me repeat that. Delight in the Lord is produced in the communion of a longing heart and a satisfying Christ. To delight in the Lord, there must first be a longing in our hearts. We must want the Lord. We must long for Him. That must be our major goal in life, to want the Lord. And the psalmist speaks of this In another place in Psalms in 27, when he says, "When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." Longing for God must be in our hearts from our very waking moment of the day and right through the day and even into the evening as we go to bed. Let that be in our hearts, to long for Him, to want Him. Too often in our lives, there is a longing for many other things. There is a longing for pleasure. There is a longing for money. There is a longing for friendship. Perhaps a longing for popularity, a longing for health, a longing for youth or beauty. But how few have a longing for God. May the Lord instill in us a desire, a longing to know God, to learn His Word and His ways, and to commune with Him. And when we see Him, and when we know Him, then automatically we will delight in Him. Oftentimes we don't delight in Him because that communion that we have with Him is so very distant. Today, we don't delight in Him, perhaps because we don't know Him very well. But you know, that can change. The way in which you and I have lived all our lives, if we're not satisfied with it, and we ought not to be, that's what sanctification is, daily growing in grace and becoming closer and closer with the Lord. That can gloriously change when we learn what it is to long for God, to want Him in your life. And so if today you have gone through the day and there hasn't been that real longing for the Lord, I encourage you to heed the Word of God tonight. And the Lord has promised that we will find Him when we seek for Him with all of our heart. And when we know Him, then we will be able to serve the Lord with gladness. When we know Him, it will be completely natural to delight in the Lord. Let us not be satisfied with the way things always are, but let us begin to long for Him. Let us learn what that one who was after the Lord's own heart, David, said, "My soul longeth, yea, fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God." And when we delight in the Lord, then naturally we will know what it is to worship Him. In the chapter that we read, verse 4, we will be able to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. True worship is not a duty or a mere obligation, but it flows out naturally from a heart that delights in God. It's not saved only for a church service, but can be engaged in every waking moment of every day. Even as you drive to work, even as you travel to school, even as you sit in your classrooms, even as you are at your job or recreation or whatever that might be, that delight, that worshiping can be your daily experience. And we are encouraged in the Bible to rejoice always, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what we're doing, that can be our daily action. In this verse 4 here, there are two aspects. Firstly, there is thanksgiving. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and again, be thankful unto Him. And so we learn here that in all of our worship, may it be liberally sprinkled with thanksgiving. So long as you and I are recipients of God's mercy, then let us also be those who are givers of thanks. Mercy permits us tonight to enter into His gates. Therefore, let us be thankful and praise God for His mercy. Thank God for His wonderful person, for His wonderful attributes, and then thank Him that He cares so much about every single person here. And I know as we go through life, there are many struggles, there are many burdens, some of which come upon us, some of which we bring upon ourselves. But nevertheless, the Lord cares so much about each one of us. And we are those that ought to come to Him in worship, firstly, by entering with thanksgiving, giving God the glory. And once again, when we delight in Him and we know Him, then that worship of thanksgiving will be completely natural. And as we sing the hymns, those words written so many years ago, expressing the attributes of God and how wonderful He is to us, our hearts then will well up with joy in the Lord, and we will know what it is to worship Him with all of our hearts. Remember the story about the 10 lepers, how that they were taken from the leper colony and completely healed. That old disfigured skin that they had, so marred by disease, was given as the skin of a newborn. And I know as we look in the mirror sometimes and we see our faces, well, we don't see the skin of a newborn. And I know there are a multitude of creams around that are to try to take away the effect of aging and of sun and of everything else. But I am sure each of those lepers, when they left that place, they were absolutely rejoicing. There's no question, but as they looked at their bodies and saw that they were completely healed, they went forth rejoicing. But you know, the sad thing is, as you know the story, only one returned to give glory and praise unto God. As we look at that, we say, how heartless, how ungrateful of them to do that. But my, when we look into ourselves and we realize all the great things that the Lord has done for you and I, and then we come often to worship Him, and like those, we honor with our lips, but our hearts are not really fully there. We're just like those lepers that came back as unthankful. Let us learn the lesson and thank God with all of our hearts. The second aspect of worship is also found in this verse. Enter into His courts with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Let the praise be not only upon our lips, but let it flow completely from our hearts. The Psalms, as we've been looking at tonight, are full of exhortations to praise God. Psalm 9 and 1, I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all Thy marvelous works. How has our praise been today? As I was looking at that, I was asking myself the question, how has my praise been today? As I sat through the Sunday school and the morning service and even now, have I entered into the worship and praise of the Lord with my whole heart? And I think if we were honest, we'd have to say so many times, we honor with our lips, but our hearts are not fully there. And I would exhort you tonight to learn what it is to delight in the Lord, to know Him, and then that worship will come naturally, not hypocritically, but in a delight for God. You know, for all of us, our lives are passing very quickly. It doesn't seem so many years ago that I began to lead in the young people, so that's many, many years ago. More than 50% of the hourglass of my life has passed, if not a lot more. What fraction of your life is spent? If you're younger, maybe it's 20%. You do the math in your own heart. What fraction is left of your life? And there is only one life. There's only one opportunity to bear fruit for God, as the young people were doing tonight. One opportunity to walk with Him. And when that last grain from that hourglass of life is spent, that's the end of all opportunities. There's only one opportunity to walk for Him. Yes, we're saved. We're going to heaven. We are in receipt of so many of His mercies and of His benefits. But will our life be like that hymn? I wish I had given Him more. Mothers and fathers, you've given so much to your children, and that's admirable, and that's the way it ought to be. But how much have we given to the Lord? There's so many responsibilities in life. There's education, career, family, recreation. But I suggest to you that there is none so important as this matter of delight in God and of worshiping Him with all of our hearts. That is our chief end, to glorify Him and to enjoy Him forever. And the clock is ticking, and the hourglass of each of our lives are emptying, and so many times we're lulled to sleep in a manner of living, finding time for so many things, but not very much time for God. Does that describe us tonight? That hymn, room for business, room for pleasure, but for Christ the crucified, not a door that He can enter in the heart for which He died. What's the application of this message tonight? It is, start today. Seek Him, know Him, delight in Him, and then automatically you'll worship Him with all of your heart. It's good to be remembered by others as being kind or a good friend or a good father or mother. Those are the recollections of friends and of family. But how infinitely more important are the recollections of God for each of us? What are the recollections of God concerning Moses? He said he was a friend of God. He said David was a man after his own heart. He recalled that Enoch walked with God. God said Daniel had an excellent spirit. But what will be the recollections of God concerning each of us? Dr. Cook spoke this morning of a life-changing experience that he had, when after the death of three colleagues, he said to the Lord that the Lord would give him for the remainder of his life and ministry, a ministry that would stand the judgment seat of Christ. And that's a very good test for all of us. How are the recollections of God concerning our worship and our delighting in Him? I pray it's not half-hearted. If it has been half-hearted, it is something that we can do something about. And we can start today to know God, to delight in Him, to worship Him. And the Lord would give us a heart that serves Him with gladness. And we'll be able to worship Him with thanksgiving and with praise.